So what is your experience using lenalidomide long-term in the maintenance setting? What are some of the tolerability issues that you run into, and how do you deal with them?
Yeah, so I think that most of our patients tolerate very well lenalidomide, and you can always lower the dose. I think the biggest questions we have are the fatigue, the cytopenias, and the diarrhea that we see, as well as infection risk. The other thing that we are underestimating, but now we're starting to understand it better, is those patients who have a CHIP mutation, which is a stem cell mutation, and whether that is part of the problems of secondary MDSs and leukemias and cancers. And we're starting to study now whether that CHIP mutation is really correlating with some of those markers. It's still to be done in the future, but these are markers potentially for whether patients will tolerate it or not.
What kind of mutation? CHIP mutation?
So CHIP, which is clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential, these are the leukemia mutations, so DNMT3, TET2, all of those well-known leukemia mutations, you can detect them in a normal stem cell, or not normal, but in aging stem cells, and we're starting to see that as sort of the MGUS of leukemia in a way.
Wow, interesting. Is that an assay you can do now clinically, or is it being developed?
We have it actually available at Dana-Farber clinically. It's a CLIA-approved test that we order in our patients, and the hope is that that will be available for many others.
And do you ever see that in patients? And if you do, how often do you see it, and what do you do?
So it increases with age. It's exactly like MGUS. As we get older, it increases. You can get up to 7% in patients over the age of 50. We think that it's much higher in cases of lymphoma and myeloma. Not that we think, but we actually did the study. So we showed recently that 30% of patients with myeloma may have CHIP mutations, which is much higher than the normal age-matched control population. And the question is, will that affect transplant? Will that affect lenalidomide maintenance long-term? So we're still working on those questions, but it's important to potentially start asking this, not only because it can increase leukemia, but it also increases cardiovascular death. So patients who had CHIP mutations actually died much faster because of cardiovascular death, not because only of leukemias and lymphomas.
Cardiovascular deaths, what's the pathophysiology there?
So the CHIP mutations in the macrophages, because these are stem cells, will then actually be part of that thromboembolic status and the plaques that you have in the coronary arteries. And that leads to actually heart attacks in those patients.
Wow.
So it was in the New England Journal of Medicine paper originally, and then the etiology was further clarified in mouse models.
So if you see that mutation, the CHIP mutation, do you pull away from using lenalidomide, for example?
So it's a great question. In our study, and again, it was 600 patients only, and it's not published yet, but it was an abstract in American Society of Hematology last year, we found that actually having maintenance with lenalidomide abrogates the worst survival that you have in those patients with CHIP mutations. So it was different than what we expected. You expect that actually it will be worse, but it was actually improving. But there's more work to be done because certain mutations may actually get worse, like P53 mutations.
That's really interesting.